This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, believed to be the architect of the October 7th attacks on Israel, is now the Palestinian terror group's new political chief, as well as its military leader based in Gaza. VOA's Del Gavlek reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's now up to Yahya Sinwar to clinch a ceasefire deal in the 10-month Gaza conflict because he has been and remains the primary decider. This indicates that was the case even when top Hamas negotiator Ismail Haniyeh, considered relatively more moderate, was still alive. Israeli and U.S. intelligence officers told the New York Times that Sinwar's strategy is to keep the war in Gaza going for as long as it takes to shred Israel international reputation. Observers say they see both Sinwar and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as unwilling to reach a ceasefire agreement for their own political reasons. Dale Gavlek, VOA News, Amman.
Riots across the United Kingdom were quiet Wednesday night.
Last night, I think the fact we didn't see the disorder that was feared is because we had police deployed in numbers in the right places, giving reassurance to communities.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Thursday said the harsh sentences given to those involved in disorder sent a powerful message and played a part in preventing further violence.
We're able to demonstrate the criminal justice system working speedily. So yesterday you saw the sentencing of individuals who've been involved in disorder days ago, some of them getting sentences as long as 3 years. That sent a very powerful message.
A heavy security presence across the UK and a show of unity by local communities prevented a repeat of the widespread rioting seen in recent days, involving racist attacks targeting Muslims and migrants. This is VOA News. Chemical substances have been found at the home of one of the Austrians suspected of planning an attack on Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Three Taylor Swift concerts have been cancelled in Austria over an apparent plot to launch an attack in the area, as chemical substances were found at the home of one of the suspects. The cancellation of the sold-out Eras Tour concerts devastated Swifties across the globe. Many of the fans had spent thousands of euros on travel and lodging, only to find the stadium meant to host the show lay empty on the first day. Austrian intelligence said chemical substances were found at the house of a 19-year-old Austrian suspected of planning an attack. It added that just a few weeks ago, the suspect had uploaded an oath of allegiance to the current leader of the Islamic State group to an internet account. I'm Karen Chamas.
The bodies of 34 Rohingya refugees who fled war-torn Myanmar, only to drown when their overcrowded boat sank while crossing a river to Bangladesh, have been recovered, a top local government official said Thursday. Other refugees fleeing the bitter conflict described grim scenes of bloodshed as thousands tried to escape. The boat sank on Tuesday when the bodies of 10 people, including young children, were initially recovered, but more have since washed ashore, taking the total killed to 34. Police have called off a manhunt in Barcelona for ex-Catalonia leader Carles Puigdemont. The Catalan separatist returned to Spain on Thursday, 7 years after fleeing the country to make a speech, before making a quick getaway in a waiting car. Tropical Storm Debbie has made its second landfall in South Carolina on the United States East Coast, where heavy rain is expected. Meteorologist Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says to keep an eye on water levels.
The rainfall is going to remain heavy for another day or so, and the system is still moving fairly slowly. One other issue we see is that some of the rainfall can get enhanced along portions of the mountains there in western Virginia, so we are concerned about the possibility of flash floods in that area, as well as the Carolinas.
The storm spawned an apparent tornado early Thursday that damaged at least 4 houses, a church, and a school in North Carolina. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.1 hit southwestern Japan on Thursday, triggering tsunami advisories, the Japan Meteorological Agency said, but there were no immediate signs of major damage or reports of abnormalities at nuclear power plants, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi told reporters. Some of the tsunami advisories, originally issued for the Pacific coast of the major western islands of Kyushu and Shikoku, have been lifted, except for Miyazaki. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.